It's been a grim financial week for the nation's aviation industry. On Wednesday, American Airlines announced it lost $924 million in the third quarter. Today, it was United's turn. That airline put its losses over the last 3 months at $889 million. It's losing more than $7 million a day. The situation at United is so severe, the company is publicly discussing a bankruptcy filing. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The airline industry is so sick that this week's dismal earnings reports came as no surprise to Wall Street. The airlines met the low expectation that together they would lose $22 million a day. Ray Neidel, an aviation analyst with Blaylock & Partners, says there was something even darker than the numbers.
I think the most notable thing was the pessimism among industry management, their conference calls. They see no recovery in sight. The revenue environment is very weak.
Despite the billions in government bailout money, despite a year of layoffs and cutbacks, despite the systematic trimming of perks and frills, the major airlines continue to lose money. There are plenty of reasons. Continental blamed the new security regulations. American blamed high fuel prices. Delta blamed low fares. United blamed its labor costs. Everyone blamed the economy in September 11th. Glenn Ingalls, a managing director at Goldman Sachs, likens it to an industry moving backwards in time.
The problem in the airline industry is that although the airlines have cut back significantly, higher labor costs and in particular higher fuel costs means expenses are only back to 99-2000 levels. Meanwhile, the revenue environment is so bad that revenues are back to 1995 levels. So you have a four-year gap between revenues and expenses, and in a highly leveraged business like the airline, that's disastrous.
In order to trim expenses, the airlines announced even more cutbacks this week. Delta says it will lose an additional 8,000 jobs. American said it wouldn't buy any new planes in 2004 and 2005. Still, the most dramatic cost-cutting move is coming out of United Airlines. It's trying to negotiate new labor deals that could slash expenses by almost $6 billion over the next 5 years. If it can't get the unions to agree to wage cutbacks, and one union, the machinists, is still holding out, United Airlines has said it might file for bankruptcy. A move which, oddly enough, industry analysts support. Ingalls with Goldman Sachs says that bankruptcy could help the airline reorganize and cut labor costs and still not affect the customers.
I think in some ways the public has now been used to flying bankrupt carriers because we've had so many over the years. So what's amazing about the airline business is how hard it is to kill them.
After all, Continental and America West were in bankruptcy a decade ago, and they managed to emerge. But all of these cost-cutting measures rely on the same preconception that business travelers will eventually return and things will get better. But what if they don't? Kevin Mitchell, who runs the Business Travel Coalition, says he's polled the travel departments of major firms, and they say that they're cutting back for the long run.
They have invested heavily in video conferencing facilities. They have changed corporate travel policies, all pointing toward some level of permanent reduction in travel. No longer will a business traveler pay $1,800 to go from Syracuse, New York, to Phoenix, Arizona. Those days are gone.
Mitchell says that the major airlines are going to have to study the way that the discount airlines like Southwest do business. As usual, Southwest bucked the trend and reported another profitable quarter this week. But other analysts say that the major airlines are so invested in the hub and spoke system that something drastic would need to happen to change that. Of course, after this week's earnings reports, drastic may not be too far away. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.